and the joy to be in the Lord's house
this evening. We're thankful for the opportunity we have to be here with y'all at Mountain View, and we covet your prayers and need them for just a few minutes, that we do that the Lord would beckon of our heart to do as we gather in this evening. Appreciate the service thus far, the song service this evening, and that has already been said and done here this afternoon. You just mind the Lord and do that God bids of your heart to do, and we can all go away and say it's been a joy to be in the Lord's house this evening. I found it to be that you can sit right on the front pew of the church and leave from the house of God about as empty as you was when you come, if you ain't obedient when you get there. And better than that, if you'll be obedient before you get there, then you'll surely enough have a good time being obedient while you're there this evening. But you just pray right on the bottom of your heart. I've got a few verses of Scripture we want to attempt to read in your presence, in your hearing. Leave with your thought that come on our heart. Sometimes last night, as we was preparing or making ready, if you want to say that, to hold service this morning at Ferry Valley this evening, and then here tonight be able to stand. Been a while since I preached two times in a row. I'll just be honest with you this evening, my friend, but the Lord's still the Lord, and I'm still trusting in Him and looking to Him this afternoon. So you pray right in your heart. I'm going to read some Scripture this evening in your presence, some familiar reading in your presence. And I'll just be honest with you, I don't know that this Scripture has anything to do with what's on my mind this evening, but it's just the only place I felt that the Lord would had led us to read in this evening. So if you'll turn with us to Acts, the 7th chapter, very lengthy chapter. This evening, and I'm not going to bore you with trying to read the whole thing this afternoon, but I would that after a while, you go back and not only the 7th chapter, but you pick up in the 6th chapter this evening, and you read the 6th chapter, you read the 7th chapter this afternoon, and even read the 8th chapter to get up all together what was taking place at this time and at this moment this evening. I'm going to say this and hope that you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes when things come your way and my way, it's not altogether for our benefit or for our hurt this evening, but it may be for the benefit or the guidance or direction of those that are around about us this afternoon. Now, I'm just going to mind the Lord. And I done told you, I don't know if the Scripture fits the need or the thought that's there, but I'm going to try to do that the Lord bids of our heart to do. So you read with me in the 7th chapter, starting about the 55th verse. It said, "But he being filled with the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and they stopped their ears, and run upon him with one accord, and chased him out of the city, and stoned him with the witnesses, laying down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stood, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon the God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Now, that's reading some Scripture in your presence, in your hearing this afternoon. And I know it's very familiar, and I know that you've heard it preached from and numerous of times this afternoon, and have looked into the Scriptures of your own self this evening. But go with us and just pray for us for a few minutes. It said in the verse 55th, he said, "But he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God this evening. Now, I don't know if I can stay there about that particular scripture, but from the thought that's on her mind and on her heart as we come this way this afternoon, I'll try my best to do that the Lord bids of our heart to do. Stephen, in this moment of time, having been standing before the counsel of God this evening, brought before them this afternoon, as you well know, began to witness and to talk about and to tell them of things of which had happened in the past, of men of God this afternoon, whom which had looked up to Jesus this evening and had trusted in the Lord, in their circumstances, and in their time of need this evening, my friend. And I'm persuaded to believe that this was not only the first time that Stephen had looked up this evening. I don't know that every time else that he looked up that he had actually seen Jesus standing this evening, but I believe he had looked to the Lord in different times. You pray for just a few minutes this evening, my friend. I'm persuaded to believe that in the moment of time in which that was taking place this afternoon, that of Stephen in his circumstances this evening, my friend, in the hour which he was in. Well, preacher, why would God let something like this happen to a man such as Stephen this evening? I said a minute ago, I'll say again, I don't know altogether of the circumstances of Stephen this evening, my friend. Yeah, it was bad for him. Yeah, it was a trying time for him. This a rough time this afternoon. And I'd venture to say that Stephen, being a man like you and I this evening, maybe even considered himself, why am I here this afternoon? What is going on? All I have done is stood upon the Word of God and witnessed and told these people about God and His ways this evening, and give counsel unto them that they would turn and look to Him also. But I'm persuaded to believe, and you don't have to agree with me in this statement, I believe it was for Saul's sake as well as for Stephen this evening, my friend, that he might be able to recognize that there was a God. There was a Son this evening, though he was going about trying to do away with Him this afternoon, trying to vanish Him from the face of the earth, if you'll allow me to say that this evening. But yet through the testimony, through the witness this evening, my friend, of Stephen, the preaching of the Word this evening, my friend, and the life that he lived, this, can I say this this evening, and you not get too mad at me, I'm going to mind the Lord, alright, the world don't want to hear me and you griping and complaining and harping about the things that are going on this evening. They want us to see us taking a stand, looking up and trusting in our Savior this evening, my friend. They want us to stand to be the light this afternoon for the time and hour when they need that light this evening. It'll be there for them that they might be able to hear and to see the reaction of you and I this evening. The church plays a greater role in this world than she's being given whatever the right word is for this evening, my friend. I stand before you believing in my heart that if it was not for the church, I'm talking about the born again, the redeemed of the blood. I'm not talking about Ferry Valley and Mountain View Baptist Church. I'm talking about the church, the new Jerusalem that John called and saw that come down from heaven, the real thing. This, and the world needs to see that we we've not give up in this race, but we're still running patiently, waiting to see the author and the finisher of our faith this evening, my friend. She's what's holding this world together right now in the moment in which we're living in this afternoon. I know she's been bumped on. She's been battered on. But I'm persuaded to believe that this old ship is still a-sailing this afternoon. And it's going to continue to sail on. Yeah, it may have its bumps. It scrapes and it knocks this afternoon. But she's going to prevail this evening, my friend. Why, preacher? Because God said that when He returns, He will find faith. He didn't say He'd find a multitude of it. He didn't say there'd be thousands. He just said there'd be a few this afternoon, my friend. The few that has brought her down to the day, even of our day. This evening, my friend, those that have entrusted their faith in Jesus Christ and in God the Father and the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct them. This afternoon, I'll just be honest with you. You just get in the rims of what I was preaching this morning. All right. This evening, my friend, listen. Don't give up in the middle of the stream this afternoon. If you get like the old prophet did, wait it out to his loins. He said it began to and became a river to swim in. Then just begin to dog pedal full stroke, backstroke, whatever it continues to take you to continue on, just stroke on. They said, preacher, don't come down to get on us. They said, listen, I'm not getting on you. I want you to know that God is still God. This evening, my friend, He's still in control. We can still lift up our eyes toward the heavens, as did David, and see where our help coming from this evening, and draw added strength to be able to swim in the deep water. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, this afternoon, I'm persuaded to believe to those throughout the Scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, my friend, whom held their trust in the Lord and put their faith in God this afternoon, and whatsoever some circumstances they were in this evening, my friend, they was all right and made it all right this evening in their time, in their need this afternoon. Well, preacher, I don't know that the Lord can do what the Lord used to do this evening, my friend. He said He was the same today and yesterday and for tomorrow and forevermore, and changeth not. This evening, I'll say this. I don't mean to make him mad, Randy, but I'm going to say it anyway. If the Lord can't do for you what He used to do for you, then you better check up on your faith in the Lord this evening, my friend. It ain't the Lord's shortcoming. It ain't the Lord's fault this evening, my friend. I'd be persuaded to believe it'd be more my fault this evening. If God couldn't do what He done for me in days past, in this day, and in the days to come, if He permits, my friend, I'll say this in all due respect, not boastfully or braggingly, but I didn't get in this way to quit it this evening, my friend. No, sir. This afternoon, I sure did not. Just bear with me. Pray for me for just a minute, my friend. I didn't want to be in the ministry when the Lord called me this evening. But when I talked to Him that night in the back bedroom of Mama's house, I said unto Him, Lord, if I start this and You go with me, I'm going to go all the way this evening. Now don't take me wrong in that statement to say that I've been perfect, because I haven't. Matter of fact, I'll just tell you up front, it wasn't very long after I was in it. This evening, my friend, I got discouraged. This evening, things wasn't happening just like I thought it was going to happen. Can I tell you this? I thought after the Lord called me into the ministry and I began to preach, that every time I preached, the altar was going to be full. The people were going to shout the house top off this afternoon, and great things was going to happen this evening. But it just didn't happen that way. No, it didn't. This afternoon, I got discouraged. And I thought, Lord, if you call me, we're trying to be obedient. What's going on? What's going on? Why ain't things happening this evening, my friend? Even went to the house, throwed the Bible down on the coffee table, and said, I just ain't going to do it no more. I told the Lord I'd go away. If there's ever a Peter, I was a Peter this evening, my friend. But I yet found that the Lord just began to talk to us and deal with us this evening, my friend. He led me over to a scripture that I've held dear in my life as a pastor and as a preacher, as a child of God since then. This afternoon, he said, just preach the word. Send it out. I can't quote it just right now. It not go out void, but it go out and accomplish that. And who do? I simply send it to accomplish this evening, my friend. Since that day, don't misunderstand me. I'd still like to see the altars full. I'd still like to see people rejoice this evening, my friend, and get enough out of a message, enough to give a smile instead of a frown sometime this evening, my friend. But yet, I just hang on to what the Lord showed me that day this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My mind goes to a little woman that lived back in the old days this evening, my friend, whose husband was a man of God and served the house of God this evening, my friend, and worshiped the Lord this afternoon. And in her day, her husband died this evening, my friend. I'm talking about looking up and seeing Jesus, or looking to Jesus this evening. Can I say this, my friend, and you understand me when I say it, don't put so much confidence in me that when you see me fall, you fall with me this evening, my friend. Yeah, I want you to have confidence, but I'm going to tell you, I'm human, so I'll let you down, but the Lord Almighty will never let you down this evening, my friend. As she was there in her day, working and striving in the things about her and going on, her husband died this evening, my friend, and the debtors of which they owed came unto her, and were going to take her sons away from her to pay the debt of which that they owed this evening. This little woman, I'm persuaded to be, begin to talk to the Lord this afternoon, begin to look to the Lord. I know the scripture said that she went over to the man of God, and she said to the man of God, do you not remember how my husband served you and served the house of God this evening? Why is it that these things has come upon me now in this day, this evening? What am I to do? How am I to continue on this afternoon, my friend, with the actions and the ways of going this evening? The old man of God said, just what do you got in your house this afternoon? What do you got this evening, my friend? Well, I ain't got much. Just a little bit of oil this evening. He said, I tell you what you do. You go out and you borrow vessels of those around you this saved in my friend. And you begin to pour into those vessels this evening. And according to the scriptures this afternoon, my friend, they begin to borrow vessels and take that crude of oil this evening and pour them into the vessels of which was borrowed this afternoon. And it came to the time in which that she come and said to her sons, bring another. And they said, they ain't no more. They ain't no more. We're all full this evening, my friend. And she said, then what are we to do? He said, buy, sell it, and pay thy debt. This look to the Lord. This afternoon, I know I'm no different than anybody else. This evening, my friend, we want to sometimes see the surroundings that are around us and get in the pity party shape this evening. My friend, and say, oh me, oh me, when all we need to do is just look up, just trust in the Lord, just wait upon the Lord, renew our strength this evening through the Word of God, through the leadership of the Holy Spirit this evening, my friend. Let the Lord be the one to direct the next step in which we step this evening. I believe the Bible said, be slow to swift to hear, slow to speak this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll say this in all due respect this evening, my friend. You can go back through the scriptures and come up and see those that were victorious and were victorious in Jesus this afternoon. There's not one of us a slow prayer life this evening, my friend. There's not one of a slack prayer life this evening. They were ones of which that continually looked unto the Lord this evening, continued trusting in God, continued to pray to the Lord this evening. Well, preacher, the Lord don't want to know everything going on in my life or other lives this evening. No, he don't want to, because he already does this evening, my friend. But he does want to hear from you and me sometimes. Yes, sir. To hear, as the old song said, it's me again, Lord. I got a problem I can't solve this afternoon. It's me again, Lord. I need to feel the touch of thy hand this evening, my friend. Listen, Daniel didn't have to worry about the conditions of which that he became an under this evening as far as praying unto his God. He never shut his window. It was always open toward Jerusalem this evening, my friend. Ready to be prayed through if you'll so have it this evening, my friend. Ready to take intercessions unto God in the matter this evening. I don't know altogether what his routines was this afternoon, more other than what the scripture tells us, but I do know this. He was a prayer warrior this evening, and he knowed how to get in touch, and he knowed how to look unto God this evening, my friend. Can I say this and not make nobody too mad this afternoon? You wouldn't have to pester that man sitting out there if you'd get you a strong prayer life in your own home this evening, my friend. You wouldn't much have to worry about what he's going to preach come Sunday morning. Lord might tune you in just a little bit on what's fixing to take place this evening. We was out without Sunday school there at Ferry Valley for a while, just holding preaching service, song service and preaching service, and I missed it this evening. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to tell you something. You may not agree with me, but if you'll pay attention in Sunday school, you can get a little bit of increment of what's fixing to take place right here of this evening, my friend, you can get a little bit of inner seeing or inner sight in what's coming. This, yes, you can. I'm going to give you a little bit more. I don't reckon I'm charging, Randy. But I'm going to give you a little bit more. If you'll pay more attention to the Lord in prayer through the week, you'll have a whole lot of more increment in idea of what's coming on Sunday. And you may even like it better than when you wait and get here. Then go to praying about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look into the Lord this afternoon. Daniel, he wasn't hindered by the seal of this evening, my friend. He wasn't hindered by the jealousy of those around him this afternoon. He knew where his strength come from. He had done seen many other things. God had done answered to many other prayers. He had done looked to God for interpretations of others this evening, my friend, and God revealed them to him. Why do we need to turn our back on him now this evening, my friend? Why do we need to give up on what's worked for years and years? Can I say this? Not make anybody too mad. We want to change things in our natural churches this day and time because we need to improve the way we do things this evening, my friend. What was wrong with the things we've done down the ages? They work for your time of need. They work for my time of need. They work for the generations of before us times of need. Why change it now? Just pray. Just mind God. Just let the Spirit have His free will and His free reign. And we can see great things happen. You got to see some the other Sunday morning. I watched it. This evening, my friend. Randy ain't only been preaching to you this evening, my friend. Listen, I'm telling you, this afternoon, just look up. See Jesus this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, the Bible said no man has seen God and lived. Not with a natural eye. Not with a natural eye. Will you think me too boastful or too braggingly? If I tell you I've sat right down with the Lord this evening, my friend. I've had conversations with Him just like having a conversation with you. This, yes, sir. This evening, my friend. He has become as real in my life and in my heart and in my situations. This evening, my friend. Glory beyond expectation this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you talk like he's somebody that can do something this afternoon. He can take a man and his boy to the mountaintop this evening, my friend, and bring that man and that boy back down off the mountaintop this afternoon. He can take a woman out of one city and put her in another, lead her to a field, and hey, she get a double portion of grain this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. He can take a man with an army of 30,000, 300,000, break it down to 30,000 this evening, or 300. I don't remember the numbers right offhand, and still win a battle this afternoon. He can take a man whom had just won a great victory this afternoon, turn right around, send him out upon a country twice as small as he was, and send him home with a tail dusting this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Listen, steal even here just looked up. They said, well, preacher, he died. Didn't do him much good. Done him a whole lot better than I think it. This afternoon. And better than that, it done Saul a whole lot good. This evening, my friend, you can say what you want to. You don't have to agree with me. I believe this is when Saul began to be under conviction. When they brought that young man's clothes right there, laid him down at his feet, after seeing him stand this afternoon for the Word of God, and just holding on to Jesus in what God had given him and showed him, without fear or favor to those that were about to stone him and did stone him, it made a difference in that man's life this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, I don't like going through things. I don't like fighting the battle this evening, my friend. I'd rather rejoice all the time this afternoon. I'm going to say this, without a battle, there ain't no rejoicing to be rejoiced over this evening, my friend. No, sir, there is not this afternoon. There's got to be a battle. There's got to be a struggle. Well, preacher, I thought we was living in the land of roses this evening, and things didn't go wrong for Christian people. I don't know where we come up with that conclusion this afternoon. I'm human and you're human. And humanly, things are going to happen this afternoon. Yeah, I told them this morning, I'm not going to get back into this morning's message this evening, my friend. It behooves me, it saddens me this evening to see what just took place yesterday or the day before in Alabama this afternoon. And down at my house, we had rain that flooded this and that this evening. And it concerns me. Well, preacher, they were just meaner than you were. You better not say that this evening, my friend. I'm just going to say God was in control. What did we preach here Wednesday night? You didn't get that this evening, my friend. Listen, the Lord is who we look to this afternoon. I'll be honest with you. This evening, my friend, when I heard the news of the weather, I turned to the Lord. Now, I didn't bow my head. I didn't even get on my knees, Randy. But Lord, I said, Lord, just watch over us. Protect us from danger seen and unseen. This evening, my friend. And I didn't know what was going to befall or what was going to come after that. If it took the roof off the house, he'd have just took the roof off the house. This evening, my friend, I'd hoped that we'd been able to rebuild this. I'm not trying to defile or tear down or destroy those folks down there. Matter of fact, my advice and my prayer is that God would just bless them in days to come. This evening, my friend. Yeah, Job went through obstacles and things of which you've heard. This evening, my friend. But yet, without losing his integrity, yet without turning against the God of whom we that he had trusted in this evening, my friend, he held on this afternoon. Well, preacher, am I going to hold on? And if things do come, I'm going to come out better than I did before things went through it. I'm not going to tell you that this evening, my friend. Can I say this? Not make you too mad this afternoon. We're starting Wednesday night service back at the church. Let me tell you this this evening, my friend. Giving God 10 don't mean he's going to give you 20 this evening, my friend. You're obligated to give him a 10th. Yes, you are this afternoon. Matter of fact, you're obligated more than 10. That's just the condition. You're obligated to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before the God, which is your reasonable service this afternoon. I don't mean to be smart. I don't mean to be critical. I'm talking about looking up to the Lord this afternoon. I don't know how situation's going to become for me this afternoon. The beans and the taters that Charlotte pulled out of the freezer and made for us at dinner, they all might run out one day after a while. I may end up sitting over by a creek somewhere, and the ravens coming bringing me bread and meat this afternoon. And the creek may dry up, and the ravens may quit coming this evening, my friend. But I'm just going to look up to the Lord and say, what's next? What's next this evening, my friend? Maybe he'll send me down to a little Willa's house, and she'll feed me this afternoon. Well, preacher, that's a long time ago. Don't tell me about long time ago. Tell me about the way things are today. The way things are today is it was the way things were then. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're a people whom love God, that have been born again by the blood, washed in it, sanctified, sealed by the Holy Spirit, serving God, looking to God, trusting in God this afternoon. And things that befell them can befall you and I this evening. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We think, can I say this this evening, my friend? We think, boy, how great and mighty these people were. Can I say this? I don't mean to be tearing them down, Randy. I really don't this evening, my friend. But they were people just like me and you. They had to deal with the circumstances they were within just like me and you was this afternoon. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm persuaded to believe that they were people, though, whom which trusted in the Lord. They look to the Lord this evening. Charlotte has always given our kids this advice in our raising of our kids this evening in the matters of which they're fixing to do. She's always tell them, just pray to the Lord about it this evening and wait upon His answer this afternoon. I found that to be true in my own life this evening. Can I say this? And be honest with you, sometimes after having done that, I've tried to help that prayer along this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That don't work out too good this afternoon. But I remember a time when Brother Griffin Crumley was pastor at Harmony Grove. This Randy may remember the man's name this afternoon. But they were in a drought time. They was in a drought season. Keep me straight, Randy. I'm sure you've heard Griffin talk about it too this afternoon. And the men of the church decided to meet and to have prayer concerning the drought and the rains to come this afternoon. Keep me straight. Griffin said they gathered there, best I remember, on the front porch this evening, my friend. And they met there. And Randy made me remember the man's name. And he can tell you, I can't remember the brother's name. He was an elderly man, elderly brother that'd been down the way this evening. Don't shuck us off just cause our hair's got gray. We ain't as dumb as you think we are this evening, my friend. It'd do some of you young good to take a little counseling from the elder this evening, my friend. But listen, they met there to pray. They was all there. I'm trying to keep it straight in my memory as much as I can this evening, my friend. They had all gathered up on the porch. Here come this elderly brother in, drove up in his vehicle, got out of the vehicle this evening. I can't remember, Randy. I believe it was a raincoat, I think. Might have been an umbrella. But one way or another, the old gentleman got out of the car. I believe it was a raincoat. Reached in, got his raincoat and laid it over his arms. This evening, my friend, as he walked up, Griffin said they all looked at him. Amazement, if you'll allow me to say that, for the lack of memories. This evening, my friend. And if I remember right, one of them said, "Brother so-and-so, what are you bringing that raincoat for?" He said, "Did we not meet here?" Yeah! Yeah, yeah, to pray for rain. When Elijah prayed it wouldn't rain, it rained not for 3 years and 6 months. When he prayed again, and there's a shape of a cloud in the form of a man's hand. Yeah, prayer, this evening, my friend, is one of the keys that open up the kingdom and the doors thereof. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, listen, this evening. The Lord is still sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father this afternoon, making intercessions for you and I this evening, my friend. I know in His day, in His time, when He walked upon this world this evening, that He came through and people asked of Him and things happened. Bartimaeus sitting on the roadside blind this evening, my friend, when he heard the stirring of the folk as Jesus was going down to Jericho, this evening, asked, "Who is this?" They said, "It's Jesus of Nazareth." This evening, he said, "O Son of David, have mercy on me." This I don't think. Now you can disagree with me. I'd venture to say that probably wasn't the first time that Bartimaeus had prayed about sight. This evening, my friend, but it was the time this afternoon for the Lord to move in His direction this evening. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This afternoon. I tell you what, this evening, can I say this and you understand me? It's got to be working on both ends at the same time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ever prayed a prayer and just prayed it in myth? Yeah. Yeah. Go back in a little while with a different attitude. Can I tell you that? Can I tell you that? We're a country of attitude this evening, my friend. But go back in a different attitude to the Lord and pray. Hear the prayer bells of heaven ring. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever sat down and took the scriptures and got into them and go to reading and read and read and read this evening, my friend? And it just seemed like all you was doing, just reading. Yeah? Yeah? But then you go back with a... Let me say this. There's a difference in going to Charlotte's Table hungry than going to Charlotte's Table filled up on junk this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Going back to the table of the Word of God, hungered for knowledge. Thirsty. Well, preacher, he said we'd never thirst again. Not in salvation, I don't thirst. I got that taken care of. But I thirst for knowledge this evening. I search for understanding this afternoon and wisdom from God Almighty this evening, my friend. And I'm glad that He's not short in it. And He'll give it unto us as we go down the journey along life's way. Let me tell you, Bartimaeus got that sight received. I'm just going to go as fast as it comes to my mind. The woman at the well, she got what she needed. The woman with the issue of blood, she got what she needed. The man with the withered hand got what he needed. The man that had the daughter back home sick at the point of death, wasn't even worthy, he said and told the Lord, I'm not even worthy that you come to my house. You just speak the words and it'll be all right. They said, he got the word spoke and the daughter was all right. He got back over there and the man that was over there with him told him, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't continue to bother him. Everything's okay. He said, well, about what time was it when things got right? He said, about this time right here, that's when he was talking to the Lord. He said, looking to the Lord this afternoon, my friend, will make a difference in your life and in my life as we go down the journey along life's way this evening. Listen, you can go from Genesis to Revelation. You can look at those that have gone this stretch before us. You can turn over to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews and begin to read of those, and you'll find down in the latter part of the chapter, he says that I don't have the time to tell you about all these others. Those that had their loved ones brought from dead. Yeah. 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 Those that happened this to them. They say, I don't have the time, he said, to tell you about all them. But it all took place. It all happened. And they all looked to me and I delivered. Can I say this? I'm going to mind the Lord, Randy. I'm just going to mind. Why are we ready to give up on Jesus? Because of the circumstances we're in this afternoon. Why? I could go naming names of the elders of this church that I seen and come in contact with this evening, my friend, that I'll be honest with you, I lifted them up here. And there's no wrong in that this evening. But you know a reason why I could lift them up here? Because they looked up there. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. Can I say this? I'm still a member here. I reckon. I don't think you've thrown me out. You might after tonight, but I don't reckon you have this evening, my friend. We are here still, and we have what we have here still because they stood in their iron day this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Counsel that has come my way since the Tuesday night, Lord, first saved me at Harmony Grove Baptist Church and from others that I've come in contact with on the journey along life's way, has got me over the swelling tides more time than once this season, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, in my closing remarks, I'm going to say this. I don't know that I could say at least all of them anyway. That has stood and said, look at me. Look at what I've done. Do what I've done. I'm talking about I. But I've heard a lot of them say, look at what God has done. Look at what God is doing. Look at what God's going to do this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He is one to be looked unto as we go down the journey along life's way. That's all I have, Randy, and I've scattered from here to there this afternoon, but that's it. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the prayers. This evening, and